Suicide is an emerging public health problem in Ghana that needs an innovative and a more culturally inclined approach to solving. For decades, research on suicide has been heavily dominated by repetitive dominative risk factors. According to Dr. Osafo, this type of research has proven to have contributed to suicide prevention. Dr. Osafo made an appeal to government to invest more in suicide research to help solve the menace.
Mental health issues in Ghana are not dealt properly. We are aware of that. It's the same attitude. But we have to put more pressure. We need to get more data to convince politicians and policymakers that what we are saying is worth exploring and worth putting money into. For example, we need government to push money into research in this area. You know that just insignificant amount of government's budget goes into mental health. So that gives us an overview of government's commitment. It's that bad and that poor. And so we call on government again to take a second look at mental health and specifically on suicide. So a few things.
The CEO of the Mental Health Authority, Dr. Akwesiosa, observes the surge in suicide cases. A study conducted by the authority has shown that for every one person who commits suicide, about six or seven people may have contemplated or attempted to.
Roughly every 6 to 7 years, there is a surge of suicide. The latest one was last year, 2017. Prior to that, some 6-7 years earlier. So there's a pattern. We may need to actually look at that. But this is an observable phenomenon. And I link it to the copycat phenomenon. For every one person who completes suicide, about 6 to 10 may have attempted. And for everyone who attempts, 6 to 7 may have contemplated. So
that was a report by Deborah Sunkro.